Hey, it's the interview guys here, and we'd like to welcome you to the mock interview and congratulate you for taking the first step towards getting a job offer from your next interview.
Now, this exercise may seem simple, but it's actually the perfect way to start your preparation because it simulates exactly what you're going to experience in your actual interview, meaning you'll have no problems giving smooth, confident answers when you're sitting on the hot seat.
And the best part is, all you have to do is throw on your headphones, put your feet up, and practice repeating your answer until you feel comfortable. Do that a few times, and you'll be ready for some of the most crucial parts of your interview.
We're really excited to get started, so let's get right into it.
Okay, so first a few housekeeping notes about the way this whole thing works. This mock interview consists of 5 interview questions that you're very likely to face in your job interview.
And the format we've chosen is as follows. We'll begin by asking the question, which we will immediately follow by giving you an idea of what the hiring manager is looking for or their goal in asking the question. It may take the form of a hint, but ideally, we'd like you to give your instinctive answer to the question.
At this point, we encourage you to pause the interview and either say your answer aloud or even better, write it down on the accompanying optional worksheet we've provided for you. This will allow for you to better analyze and edit the answer after we've given you some tips.
After you give your answer, press play again and we'll give you some recommendations or mention some things that you should have included in your answer. Following that, we'll tell you the major trap to avoid when answering the question. Every question has one and some even have 2 or 3.
We'll then give you an example answer that you can compare to your answer. It'll take into consideration the recommendations and the traps we discussed, and we'll give you a guideline for how to answer the question properly.
Now, for those of you who have our interview master guide, there'll be an opportunity for you to reference the guide throughout this mock interview. If you don't yet have the guide and want some more information, please have a look at the back page of your companion worksheet.
Okay, so to quickly summarize how this is going to work, 1, we'll ask you the question. 2, we'll give you an idea of what the hiring manager is looking for in asking that question.
3, you'll pause the interview and either recite your answer or write it down in the worksheet we've provided you.
4, press play again, as next we'll have a quick discussion about the correct way to answer the question and give you some recommendations as well.
5, we'll make you aware of the trap or traps that the hiring manager is trying to trip you up on in asking this question.
And finally, 6, we'll give you an example answer that shows you the correct way to answer the question using the recommendations we spoke about before.
Okay, so let's get started with the interview. Go ahead and pull out your companion worksheet and get ready to get started getting a job offer from your next interview.
Okay, so question 1 is, tell me about yourself. Now in this question, the interviewer is looking for you to tell them something about yourself that will demonstrate that you are the right person for the position. Okay, so after I read the question again, go ahead and press the pause button and give your answer. When you're ready to continue, press play again. So, tell me about yourself.
Okay, we're back. Keys to this question. The most important thing to do when you answer this question is focus on the strengths and qualities that you have that you know through your research are important to the company. For those with the master guide, you can get more information on this research in section 3. Now keep it succinct and to the point. Keep it focused on your work accomplishments and use examples.
Okay, so moving on to the trap. The trap that people always fall into with this is rambling on about their own interests and hobbies. You know why this question trips people up? Because it's not worded properly. It should be more along the lines of, tell me about yourself and what about you makes you a fit for this company and this position.
So let's take a look at an example answer. I think the best way to describe myself would be that I'm a passionate, dedicated worker who thrives off of balancing several projects at the same time, which I believe I showed in my last position at Centama Incorporated. I was responsible for sales, service, accounting, and marketing, and in my role as CEO, I was instrumental in growing the company by an average of 18% per year. I love being critically involved on multiple levels on projects, and I think I thrive in this type of environment. Keeps my mind sharp, active, and engaged.
Okay, so to follow up on question 1, they're not asking you about your life story. Speak about your specific work accomplishments. In other words, it's not about you, it's about them. Be specific and use examples.
Question 2, what is your greatest weakness? Okay, the reason the hiring manager is asking this question is because they want to know how self-aware you are. We all have weaknesses, but when we acknowledge those weaknesses and turn them into positives that work for us, it shows adaptability as well as insight into our character. So after I read the question again, go ahead and press the pause button and give your answer. When you're ready to continue, press play again. What is your greatest weakness?
Okay, we're back. Keys to this question. The most important thing you need to do is offer up an honest weakness and show how you acknowledge the weakness and corrected it, again, by using examples. But be careful, because this question is riddled with traps.
It's true, there are a few traps in this question. The first one being that you don't want to offer a weakness that is in an area of core competency required for the job. Don't say you're a terrible swimmer if you're interviewing for a job that requires diving. But the other major trap that people fall into is trying to be cute and say something along the lines of, I'm a perfectionist or I work too hard. Trust us, they've heard all of those before and they don't buy it.
So what's a great example answer for this question? For this example, imagine you're a writer. I have the tendency to finish a job 95%, but then I find my energy lagging for the last 5%, which is quite often the most important part. I had to find a way to always finish strong, so I started writing the last paragraph of the article first and then working towards it. This allowed me to finish articles strong and deliver a closing paragraph with energy and skill. I'm sure here at the New York Times you know how important a strong concluding paragraph is, as it often summarizes the whole article. I pride myself on dealing with a problem like this strategically.
So the most important thing to remember is to offer a real weakness, but show how you conquered it using examples. Again, be careful not to use a weakness that is a core competency of the position.
Okay, so moving on to question number 3. Why should we hire you? Now, with this question, the hiring manager wants to know why you think you're right for the job. This will often come with the insistence that there are a lot of qualified people applying for this job, so what makes you so special? Don't let this catch you off guard, though, because they're just testing you. Now, I'm going to read the question again, and after that, go ahead and press the pause button and give your answer. When you're ready to continue, press play again. Why should we hire you?
Okay, we're back. Keys to the question. Okay, so you better make darn sure you've researched the company well before the interview, because this is a time where you need to show your knowledge of specific details about the company. Why? Because the most important thing for you to do is to show that you're a good fit both professionally and culturally. You have to prove that you'll fit in.
Now, there are 2 traps to avoid with this question, and the first one is to make sure you aren't too vague. You need to give examples from your past that show how you've succeeded. The second trap is that in doing this, you simply boast about your achievements and don't align your strengths with what the company is actually looking for.
So let's take a look at an example answer. I feel uniquely suited to work here at Rydell because of your law firm's wonderful record as far as social responsibility goes. I know from reading about Rydell that it means a lot to your firm, and it does to me too. As you see on my resume, I've done a lot of volunteer and charitable work, and it seems to me that the pro bono work your lawyers do in underprivileged neighborhoods is just incredible. I feel like this shows I'd be a great fit with your firm based on this.
Okay, so to conclude on this question, remember, it's not an invitation to brag about your achievements. You have to prove that you're a fit, and the best way to do this is to align yourself with what the company is looking for, and this can be done through research of the company.
Moving on to question 4, where do you see yourself in 5 years? With this question, the hiring manager wants to get a sense of your level of ambition and whether or not you set goals for yourself. So after I read the question, go ahead and press the pause button and give your answer. When you're ready to continue, press play again. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Okay, we're back. What are the keys to this question? The main thing to remember with this question is that you want to be able to show you're ambitious without being unrealistic, which leads us to a major trap.
The big trap that everyone falls into is that they reach too far, meaning they try to appear ambitious by making a grandiose statement like, I want to be CEO in 5 years. The most important thing to show is that you're completely dedicated to the position you're interviewing for, while also offering that you'd like to advance through the company when an appropriate opportunity arises.
Let's see this in an example answer. First and foremost, I'm very excited and eager to become an expert at the position we're discussing today, systems analyst. I know that there are a lot of intricacies to the position, and my short-term goal is to absorb and master every aspect of them. It has also been a goal of mine to be an information systems manager, as I feel like I have the leadership qualities to manage a team. If within those 5 years at Whisper Technologies an opportunity for advancement within the company arises, and it is an appropriate time to act on the opportunity, I would certainly be interested and keep that as a goal of mine.
Now, remember, don't reach too far. It's okay to be ambitious, but not at the expense of the role you're applying for. They need the best person for the job they are hiring for today, not the best person for a different role down the road. Number 5. Describe to me a time you faced a problem and how you dealt with it. So this is a behavioral interview question. The hiring manager basically wants to get a good feel for your level of problem-solving abilities, so make sure that you're clear and concise with the example that you use. So after I read the question, go ahead and press the pause button and give your answer. When you're ready to continue, press play again. Describe to me a time you faced a problem and how you dealt with it.
Okay, we're back. What are the keys to this question? Well, In your answer, you should have given a clear example of a problem that you faced and clearly shown exactly how you solved it with detail. Here's the thing, though. Whenever possible, you want to choose a problem and a solution that aligns as closely with the industry and position you're interviewing for as possible. Simply choosing any old example won't allow you to relate to the company as much and won't make the hiring manager see you in the position already.
The main trap with this question is that in discussing a problem that you had in the past, you end up revealing that you have a weakness, one of the core competencies the company requires you to have for this position. This would immediately take you out of the running, so great care is needed when revealing a problem you had.
Okay, let's see a good example answer to this question. If the interview was for a management position where you were required to manage people, you might answer with the following. I can certainly remember a heated situation during my time as VP of the student union at Washington State University, where two separate groups of students were at each other's throats as a result of budget cuts at the school. I think I really was able to showcase one of my biggest strengths, my ability to remain calm under pressure, when I organized and led a mediation between the two groups that resulted in a handshake agreement.
So the key takeaway point with this question is to show you're a problem solver, but more importantly, a person who can solve problems related to the job you're interviewing for. But remember, be very careful not to reveal one of your hidden weaknesses when bringing up a problem you faced from your past.
Okay, so that concludes the mock interview. We've gone through 5 of the questions you're likely to face in your interview, so make sure you go through these a few times to ensure you can answer them smoothly and confidently when you're in your real-life interview. After a few listens and some practice, you should feel comfortable identifying and avoiding the traps and giving the hiring manager the answer they want to hear, or more importantly, the answer that will get you the job. If you can do this, you're well on your way to getting a job offer from your next interview.
Now, for those of you who want to take the next step in your interview preparation, as mentioned before, we have a wonderful tool available called the Interview Master Guide. The guide basically picks up where this mock interview ends with over 100 of the most common interview questions, both traditional and behavioral, and example answers to each question. We also give you the do's and don'ts for each question and identify the traps to watch out for. And the cool part is, since you invested in the mock interview, we actually have a very special discount and some free gifts to go along with it. So if you'd like to find out more about the Interview Master Guide and take advantage of the discount and get the free gifts, you need to head to this special link, theinterviewguys.com/discount. So pretty simple, but it's, again, it's theinterviewguys.com/discount. Now, one thing to keep in mind is this discount link is only available to people who have access to the members area. So you need to be sure that you're logged in for that link to work. Anyway, this is Jeff and Mike, the Interview Guys, saying thanks for listening and good luck on your interview.